helping clients relieve stress-induced muscle or joint pain with therapeutic massage, body work, and physical therapy services. Located in the Lincoln Square Village, Urbana, with more information on the web at bodytherapyshop.com.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. The U.S. House is expected back in Washington Thursday to take up another stab at a financial bailout package. The bipartisan majority defeated the $700 billion legislation yesterday. That bill was crafted with help from Congressman Rahm Emanuel, a Democrat from Chicago.
We thought we had found the very basis of both principle and politics. The principle being that we were going to calm the markets, and what we had sought as legislators, the insurance to protect the taxpayers, and that we would join hands and get this done.
Emanuel was one of nine members of Congress from Illinois to vote for the bill. Nine others opposed the plan, including downstate Republicans Tim Johnson of Urbana and John Shimkus of Collinsville. Republican Jerry Weller did not vote. Indiana's delegation largely rejected the bailout 6-3. Meanwhile, a University of Illinois bankruptcy expert says it's still unclear if the government's proposed Wall Street bailout would fix the financial crisis. Law professor Robert Lawless says the White House has been painting a picture of gloom and doom without providing enough information to get a full view of the problem. He says more details are needed to show how the bailout would work or how an economic disaster would occur without it. Lawless suggests the government should have focused on the homeowners who can't pay their mortgages.
Our leaders in both Congress and the executive branch are telling us that that was the root cause of the problem, and Congress could help fix the problem by providing relief for the homeowners directly. That should solve everything. If that's not going to solve everything, then there are other things going on that we're not being told about.
Lawless says it appears that banks are unwilling to lend money to each other right now. He says this won't continue indefinitely. He says it's unclear how the bailout is supposed to speed up the recovery. A new study finds fewer people who ask their mortgage lender for help in preventing foreclosure are getting it. Sean Crawford has that story.
Despite the growing number of defaults on home loans, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says lenders are failing to help those on the brink of foreclosure.
And it's in part because there's a larger volume of people who are seeking help, and it's also in part because we're not necessarily, we don't have systems at these lenders to handle all of these requests.
Madigan also says there's a lack of interest among some lenders. She says instead of foreclosing, lenders have other options. Those include restructuring payment terms and transferring variable rate mortgages to ones with a fixed rate. Madigan helped push through a state law that will require lenders to give borrowers information about their rights, but it won't take effect until January. I'm Sean Crawford.
A tentative deal on a new collective bargaining agreement between Mitsubishi Motors North America and the United Auto Workers calls for union workers to take pay cuts in exchange for job security. The tentative deal reached last week between Mitsubishi and UAW Local 2488 also provides for the creation of a two-tiered wage system, retirement offers, and changes in medical benefits. According to the Bloomington Pantograph, Mitsubishi in return will agree to no involuntary layoffs and guarantee the plant will remain open for the duration of the contract. The UAW has not publicly announced when its 1,264 members will vote, but the proposed contract, if ratified, is scheduled to take effect Monday and will run through August 30, 2012. The plant's union employees have been working without a contract since their most recent labor agreement expired September 5th after the union unanimously rejected the automaker's latest offer. Longtime Indiana State Senator Marvin Riegsecker of Goshen has died at the age of 71. Senate Republicans say Riegsecker died of cancer at the Indiana University Medical Center in Indianapolis, where he was surrounded by his wife and immediate family members. Riegsecker was diagnosed this year with lymphoma and decided not to see election, wanting instead to focus on his health and spend more time with his family. Riegsecker was first elected to the Senate in 1988 and represented Senate District 12, which covers most of Elkhart County in northern Indiana. He authored the state's no-call list law against unwanted telemarketing and championed causes such as providing services to those with developmental disabilities. Funeral arrangements are pending. Indiana Democrat Joe Long Thompson's gubernatorial campaign continues to question Governor Mitch Daniels' use of state aircraft. Long Thompson campaign manager Travis Lowe says information provided by Daniels' office in response to a Freedom of Information request showed examples where aircraft stopped in locations that had no event listed on his public schedule or his schedule had events listed for Indianapolis only. The governor's spokeswoman repeated yesterday the stand that Daniels has used his state aircraft only when it involved official state business in areas he has visited. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
Programming on AM 580 is made possible in part by a grant from the Thrifty Nichols American Classifieds, distributed each Thursday in over 100 towns in East Central Illinois, on the web at tnol.com.
9:35, and we'll check in with Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jeff.
Fall is here, and we're feeling it, especially in the early morning hours when we have to report to work.
Well, it's not unusual for this. It is the last day of September. Tomorrow we start October, and tomorrow morning we'll be in the 40s when we arrive at work. This morning it was only in the 50s, so it's going to get a lot cooler before it gets warmer. In the next few mornings, temperatures will be well down in the 40s, and some outlying areas, some of the normally colder spots, could even see some 30s. And that, of course, means that there could be a little touch of frost in a few spots, but at this point, we're anticipating temperatures to stay just warm enough to avoid a problem with widespread frost. But we are to that.